here's a story from The World.
Farm work is hard work. It doesn't stop, even in extreme heat. And this summer, that's what many farm workers across North America are dealing with. Roxana Chicas has seen firsthand the recent impacts of the heat in the fields and on farm workers. She's a nurse and assistant professor at Emory University School of Nursing in Georgia. So, Roxana, you're now in Florida speaking with farm workers. What are you learning?
We're doing a research study, and many of them are telling us how hot it is outside. Sometimes when they come into our office, you can feel like their body is just so hot, and it's very humid down here in Florida as well.
Well, one detail jumped out at me. Even when temperatures are moderately high, farm workers are essentially running a constant body temperature of over 100 degrees, a fever. So what other physical impacts does this kind of heat imply for farm workers?
So farm workers are 35 times more likely to die from a heat-related death compared to other occupations. And we have documented that they sometimes work with a fever. Their core body temperature goes over the 100.4 Fahrenheit threshold. And so many of them are chronically dehydrated. They suffer from heat-related illness symptoms. Some of them are even suffering from acute kidney injury.
I'm wondering what you've seen in your work as a nurse. Have you attended to patients who work in the fields?
Yes. So this morning, I just actually wrapped up the morning session where we're seeing workers before they go to work, getting blood and urine to see, you know, how from just one work shift, how their physiological blood and urine changes. Again, many of them come to our morning session really dehydrated and even further dehydrated at the end of the day. And some will also suffer from acute kidney injury just over, you know, one work day.
I mean, just to be clear, a lot of these farm workers don't really have a choice but to be working in the fields, correct?
Yes, that's right. Because many of the workers that we see are undocumented. And so this is their bread and butter. And this, they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to say that their working conditions are harsh to their employer because, you know, they fear retaliation, that other growers will not hire them. And so they keep quiet and they continue to be exploited and work in really bad conditions.
As a nurse, Roxana, what led you to start looking at the immigrant farm working community and their working conditions?
Well, I'm an immigrant myself. My parents worked in the agricultural fields in El Salvador. And so I was also formerly undocumented. So I understand the vulnerabilities that come with not having legal status. And so in addition to the record-breaking temperatures that farm workers are exposed to, it's just the collision of both climate change and immigration or lack of immigration status coming together. And it's deteriorating farm worker health and also not really protecting them and protecting their human dignity.
Finally, Roxana, I'm wondering, when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy vegetables or fruit, how do you think about your purchases in relation to those farm workers? I mean, people still need to eat and those farm workers still need a wage, right?
You know, I think about the awful kind of rhetoric there's been around immigrants. And I think everyone benefits from undocumented labor. They're here to work and they provide food for our tables, and yet they have very little for themselves.
That's Roxana Chicas. She's a nurse studying the impacts of heat on immigrant farm workers in the U.S. Roxana, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.